Time to have a chat with Alex Martin. He's a commercial lawyer at Taurus Legal Management. Alex, thank you so much for your time. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, JD. How are you?
Yeah, really well, really well. This is an interesting viral video that went viral a couple of weeks ago now. A Supercheap Auto employee who was suspended for confronting pretty much a shoplifter. Looked like a woman who, I think she's stolen some items, hidden it in a pram. He had his suspicions. He came out, confronted her, found the items had been stolen. And Supercheap Auto have pretty much said it was a little too heavy-handed. So they suspended him pending an investigation. I think he's now left and gone and worked for Supercheap Auto's competitor, I think, which is rather interesting. It does kind of bring it to light. We have this discussion every now and again, but it did kind of bring it to light. What's the do's and don'ts? Who's the right and wrong in this kind of can of worms, isn't it, Alex?
Yeah, it sure is. So there's no doubt that was a distressing incident to watch.
Yeah.
I think it was bad for Supercheap Auto's brand, and,
yeah,
and it was obviously difficult for the employer and being stood down like that, for the employee, sorry, and being stood down like that, I think, was pretty tough. Although he wasn't actually dismissed, he was stood down while they investigated it, and the investigation wasn't complete and he resigned.
Yeah.
So, and he's moved on to a competitor. But I think it was bad for everyone, there's no question about that. So in terms of what you can and can't do in that situation, there's kind of three principles that apply. One is you've got to do what's safe. Hmm. The other is you've got to do what's legal. And then finally, you've got to do what your employer has recommended. So it's hard to analyse this one because we don't actually know what training the employer has given, what training Supercheap has given this employee about dealing with shoplifting or dealing with crime or dealing with difficult customers or whatever, and what, you know, guidelines they do or don't have. Now, if he was following the guidelines that were set out, maybe the guidelines are to go and, you know, talk to people who are, to confront people, if you like. If he was following the guidelines, then he certainly hasn't done anything wrong. But it's not clear what the guidelines were, and I think the guidelines are the important thing.
Yes, yeah, of course, yeah, and making sure you do stuff by the book. I guess the other interesting thing to look at this as well is, you know, if something had gone bad, then it certainly doesn't, you know, it doesn't paint Supercheap Auto in a great light either.
Yeah.
I mean, that thankfully that didn't happen in this scenario, but playing the devil's advocate for a little bit here, I think we'd be having a very different discussion if, you know, the shoplifter turned around and punched him or whacked him one or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. I mean, if the shoplifter had say, tried to escape and run across the road and been hit by a car, that they could have been injured.
Yes.
Or if the shoplifter had pulled out a knife and stabbed him,
yes,
you know, then obviously that would have been terrible. It's really a matter of, you know, using your common sense and doing what's safe. And if you're, you know, in a position where you're escalating a conflict as a, you know, in order to protect what might be a few hundred dollars worth of stock, is that a really good idea? And is that what employers should be telling their employees to do? Go and confront someone and grab someone, potentially get in trouble for an assault and potentially escalate a situation which leads to harm. And potentially, you know, you could even get into trouble with the criminal law. If you're grabbing someone, that can be an assault unless you're very sure that you're executing a citizen's arrest. And I think most people are pretty unclear about what those guidelines are.
Yeah.
So I would counsel business owners to train their employees to stay away from people. Maybe you can address someone, but really not to put your hands on someone and not to touch their property unless you've got specialised training, you're a security guard or something like that. Certainly, I think employers need to set very clear guidelines about what employees should be doing that are consistent with the kind of risk. And if you're just escalating the situation, I mean, there's a lot of ways to deal with shoplifting or to reduce the risk of shoplifting without grabbing people by the arm. You know, you can lock cabinets, you can lock doors, you can report things to the police, you can get security cameras. There's a ton of things you can do that don't involve physical confrontations.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's it. Alex, thank you. Really fascinating chat. Thank you so much for your insights. Really interesting. Thank you.
It's a pleasure, JD.